Good morning, everyone. So this is day three, and the title today is Knowing Life Givers. Restful One, I call your spirit to attention in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen to the word of the Lord for you. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Luke 1:43-45. When two people meet, there is an exchange of energy. There are life givers who release energy into your soul and others who receive energy from you. There was so much of the life of God and the Spirit of God around Mary that when she came into the presence of Elizabeth and of John the Baptist in her womb, their spirits leapt for joy. Restful One, you are an emotional life giver, but it is so much better to be a spiritual life giver. Your Father designed you to receive life-giving, and to be spiritually life-giving. Your Father will bring you people who will cause your spirit to leap for joy. I bless you with not always being in the presence of people who are draining your spirit, but may God frequently bless you with people who minister to your spirit, people who have so much anointing around them that your spirit responds. I bless you with divine appointments where God connects you for a moment or an hour with mighty men and women of God. In those times, you will experience joy, enlargement, enrichment, and anointing of your spirit as you are in the presence of faith-filled, spirit-filled people. I bless you with God's bringing you men and women who are pure, who lift up holy hands, whose lives are not only disciplined but dominated by the presence of God. Restful One, your Father intends for you to experience godly dominion. I bless you with being blessed in your spirit by the spirit of people who walk in dominion, regardless of whether they are recognized by the world as having organizational or institutional authority. They know who they are. They know their identity. They have a strong sense of legitimacy. So they walk in godly authority, subduing the demonic and bringing the presence of God, lifting up those things which are bowed down, healing the broken, creating a broad place for the glory of God to flow. I bless you with being with people like that who can teach you and model for you what dominion is. May your spirit leap for joy and celebrate the blessing that comes from walking shoulder to shoulder with mighty men and women of God who serve our King and who have been blessed by the King with his overcoming authority. Your Father intends for you to walk with those who know God's favor. I bless you with living alongside those who know the favor of God, who have experienced God's opening doors before them, day in and day out. They understand God's moving obstacles out of the way, and God's preparing each moment of each day for them to walk with settled peace in their spirits, because they know who they are, and they know the favor of God rests upon them. I bless you with drawing life-giving strength from their spirits as you experience the joy of associating with people who know the joy of a clear path before them. I bless you with God's frequently bringing to you those people who walk in the favor of God. Your Father intends for you to be courageous with his joy. I bless you with being contagious with the joy of the Lord. I bless you with having so much of his joy that your joy touches everyone with whom you associate, and you have and you leave behind you a trail of joy everywhere you go. I bless you with significantly introducing people to the genuine joy of life with God. I bless you to transfer the joy of the presence of God as others walk with you and draw from the abundance of the joy of the Lord in your spirit, and they are able to savor that themselves. I bless you with companionship with those who know the joy of the Lord, and with God bringing joyful people to you to strengthen your spirit with joy. May your joy stir them up. May their joy stir you up, that you may be mutually life-giving. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Well, Lord, I don't have a whole lot to add to that, but I do pray for each and every one here that, Lord, that you would open us. You would open us up. You would help us to believe it, to believe that this can be real and come to pass for us. Lord, I pray that today, Lord, you would start to move to show and uphold the word of truth, that these things to start to shift. And that, Lord, and for some of us, it's like a friend of mine used to say, that the Lord has come to deliver the church the spirit of grumpy. That we're supposed to be the most joyful, creative people on the earth. And it says that your joy is our strength. So, Lord, I may not always know myself, Lord, how to connect. What does your joy really look like? How are you laughing in the face of your enemies? Well, Lord, I pray today that we can step into a place of faith, of choosing to believe it, whether we see it or not. And Lord, entrust you to trust your nature, to trust your character for these things to be enacted and be done. And Lord, I pray by the speaking forth of this word, Lord, be aligned with you so that it may manifest in this moment, in this day, for each and every person on this recording. We bless you and love you in Jesus' name.